She brings wealth and health to her audience by tackling hot topics around substance use disorder, mental health, and wellness. Her mission, vision, and goal are to help you heal from your past trauma, inspire you to transform your body, mind, and soul so you can live your best life. Your board-certified psychiatric mental health doctor, nurse practitioner, trauma care maestro, and media analyst, your life ambassador, best-selling author, TEDx talk speaker, CEO of Pool of Bethesda Psychiatric Health in Arizona. Let's all welcome Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. For those of you who do not know me yet, my name is Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock. I'm a doctor of nurse practice, psychiatric doctor of nurse practice in Arizona. So, and of course, other people call me your compassionate trauma care maestro. I wanted to talk to my for those who are listening to me right now, I wanted to talk about something that is really, really been on my mind for a lot. For some of you, you do know me already that I treat patients from 4 years old all the way up to like 99, across the lifespan in psychiatry. And there's something that has been really, really showing up lately, at least since the pandemic. With the some of the patients that I see, in particular the young ones. And this is my plea to parents out there, not just those that I treat, but parents that are out there, that you need to really beware, because your children are going through a whole lot of mental health crisis. And one thing that is common to some of the children that I see, not necessarily in my clinic, but even out there when I go out to speak, is the fact that a lot of their parents leave them to their own demise. I have a lot of children tell me that they are in their room almost all day with nobody even checking in on them, because they, of course, they are problematic, so their parents just leave them alone in their room. I have some children that tell me, oh, they go through suicidal ideation, that there are times they just feel like they need to just go into the streets and get hit by a car, or even homicidal. And what do I mean by homicidal? They go into the streets and they're sitting there, and they have this rush of energy that they need to just pick up a baton or even their parents' gun and shoot somebody. Yeah, you heard that. Shoot somebody. And then when I ask, have you told your parents? Oh, no, I don't want to bother them because they'll never believe me anyway. Okay, why didn't you tell your parents? Oh, well, I told my parents one time and my parents just said, you just been this boy brat. Listen, here's the deal. I know that our parents, particularly the single ones, are working so hard, because I was a single mother when I got divorced. With children, there were four and a half, all right, two boys. And so I've been there. When you hear me say this, it's not because I don't understand what you're going through. I've also been there where I'm so, even as an adult, I got so fed up and I tried to complete suicide by taking my car across a Verrazano Bridge in New York. So I've been there, all right. So I want you to hear me and hear me clearly today. You've got to keep an eye on your children. I am tired of hearing from children, or seeing children that are being left alone because, yeah, their mother have to work so hard, they're working so hard. And so they believe, well, if we connect them to a psychiatrist, so that's it. It is not the psychiatrist's responsibility to raise your children. I want us to look at what's going on in our society right now, where guns are rampant, where things are rampant. We had a situation where you had a three-year-old pick up a gun and went into, open the door while the dad was sleeping, probably very tired, and went into the hallway shooting. We have a six-year-old that got so sick of the teacher, took a gun to the school and shot. It is time for us parents to also own our responsibility as a parent. It is time that we quit leaving that responsibility to other people. Yes, I know that you're working hard, because trust me, people on the internet know me as the deep freezer lady. And what did I mean by that? When I was taking care of my 4 and 2 year old, guess what? I was working in a deep freezer, y'all. Even with my master's degree, that's right. I had to feed my children. Okay? So I am speaking from a love angle this morning, that enough of seeing our children attempting suicide, enough of seeing our children being bullied in school, enough of seeing our children going to the streets and shooting, enough of all of that, it is time that we as parents also take responsibility. We've got to take responsibility, okay? So that, what do? It is time to get involved in your children. Get involved in what they do. Get involved. Ask them. Yes, if they tell you, oh, I don't want you in my room, just say, I'm sorry. But I want you in my life. Can you come out to the living room once in a while and let's talk? Find out what's going on with your children, even when they're locked up in their room. Find out who they are speaking to. Find out what they are up to. Parents, this is a love letter for you from somebody who loves you and loves. Yes, you don't know me. Some of you do, right? You know my history. You know my story. So you know that this is not a judgment zone. This is actually saying, parents, can we be frank? That doesn't mean you're being blamed for what's going on. It's just that you need to take responsibility too. You need to hone your part in this. You need to spend time with your children. You need to understand what they're going through. You need, if they're not in school, put them in school, for crying out loud. And I know what I'm saying. Because I have some parents that it's just like, do you even care at all? And then I have parents that children are actually telling them, I'm feeling this, and they're not even taking them to a psychiatry. They're not taking them for psychiatry treatment. They just say, oh, you're just being this boy, Brad. And they leave the child alone until something bad happens. This is my love letter. If you have not subscribed to me, please, 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 please find me on all the platforms for podcasts as Fearless Visionary, Tear the Veil. Fearless Visionary, Tear the Veil. On YouTube, under my brand, The Princess of Suburbia, there are lots of videos out there. Lots of videos. On my website, Dr. Fumi, F-U-M-I, Psych, P-S-Y, right? CHDMP.com. Until next time, America. Until next time, Nigeria. Until next time, the world. Be inspired, be motivated, and be of sentimental value. You are powerful. You can own your part in taking care of your children, no matter how hard the world is these days. At the end of the day, when you've done your best and if something happened, you can rest knowing that you've done everything that you could do with your children. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Tear the Veil with Dr. Fumi. We hope you have enjoyed being a part of today's show and that we have helped you in shining. For further information, you can visit us at Dr. Fumi, psychdnp.com.